This is Matt Rice with the Market Line Report for February 9th. Producers in the grain market take a sigh of relief as prices continue to climb. Let's go to Scott Shelley from the floor of the CME to hear what he has to say about yesterday's grain market.
Hi, I'm Scott Shelley here on the CME Group floors in Chicago on a Wednesday afternoon, and we finally started to see some of these tectonic plates shift. I mean, not so much in equities, not so much in oil, but it's been interesting to see what's been happening in the grain market for one. So let's talk about soybeans, up better part of 16 cents today, good buying all day long, you know, and we've just basically made a nice technical retracement from that break that we had from the high on January 18th.
Let's start with the Chicago markets. July wheat prices closed the day up 3/4 at 455.5. Chicago July corn prices were up 2 to finish the day at 384.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were up 1 even, ranging from 453.5 to 465.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were up 2.25, ranging from 534.75 to 539.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up 2, ranging from 687.25 to 697.25. June live cattle finished the day down $1.32.5 at 105.02.5. May feeder cattle were down $1.47.5 at 121.62.5. March class 3 milk was up 13 cents at 16.86. Thanks for tuning in to the Market Line Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.